Chapter 1. Living in a Box. El Gordo, a robust ginger tabby, sprawled on his less-than-luxurious bed in the cat home. Oh, be assured, it was no royal chamber, but surely a vast upgrade from the gritty streets. This new abode boasted the distinct luxury of being dry. No more yucky, damp mattresses or the delightful, not drip, drip, drip of rain leaking through a myriad of holes. Truly, he was living the dream, wasn't he? Every day brought a feast fit for, well, a cat. Food in a bowl and clean water that didn't taste of the last rainstorm out of a muddy puddle. Splendid! But oh, the noise. Those clanging cage doors and the ceaseless babble of humans were enough to fray even the most composed feline nerves. A cat's got to nap, after all. How was any respectable tabby expected to catch his beauty sleep with this incessant racket? Humans. They were the problem. They liked to wake him up or stare at him through the bars, often saying not so nice things. Now, he knew to keep away from the edge of the cage when they were near. He did love sunbathing, but after a few humans poked him once too many times, he learned his lesson. They'd call him old.
Was he really old?
All he ever heard was,
"We're looking for a kitten."
"Hey, I was a kitten once. Not that long ago," he thought. "And besides, what's so special about a kitten?"
His cage wasn't big. He could walk around it in 30 steps. There was a raised shelf on one side, just big enough to snooze in the sun, and it was handy to dodge humans since it led to his sleeping box. The concrete floor was chilly on his paws, and he wasn't a fan, especially when it was wet. For some reason, humans scrubbed it with a brush every day. But since he had to go down every morning for his food and drink and to use his tray, he didn't have a choice. He'd have to deal with it, as nothing was going to change anytime soon. Now, he'd mastered the art of doing everything in one fell swoop, only going down once a day. No need to waste precious sleeping time or get too tired, since exercise just ate into the valuable 23 hours of sleep he needed every day. Sometimes there'd be another kitty in the next cage, but they obviously didn't like it because they were never there long. Humans would take them away. It seemed crazy. The cages they were placed in were even smaller than his bed. Where would they put their litter tray? El Gordo was just gearing up for the most delightful moment of the day, the first bite of his meal. Oh, how he hoped it was fish today. But just as he was about to descend from his lofty perch, the cage door creaked open. It was her, the pointer woman. She often pointed at him, usually accompanied by other humans who'd shake their heads, and she'd move on to the next cage. Only once before had she invaded his space, and that was when a tiny human yanked at his fur. After he nipped at the little one, he was shoved aside. But since then, he considered himself lucky. They only pointed after that incident, and aside from the man-human who fed him and cleaned his tray, he didn't have to interact with them too much. But today, a different man-human intruded into his private quarters, catching him completely off guard and having the nerve to lift him up. Couldn't he see that El Gordo was about to dine? "These humans have no manners," he mused. The audacity! Resisting the urge to unleash his claws on the impertinent humans, he thought better of it. A fall from this height might be uncomfortable, even though he knew he could handle it. Besides, he had experienced being lifted before. The woman who used to feed him often did it, strangely enough, caressing him, which, for an unknown reason, he somewhat enjoyed. Thankfully, she'd quickly grow bored and set him down. She vanished one day, sending this man-human in her stead. A man who barely even entered his cage, other than to refresh his tray and deliver his food.
"Being hoisted up for a brief moment wasn't so dreadful," he pondered,
as they'd promptly allow him to return to the essential matters of life, like a visit to his tray, then eating, followed by a blissful nap, of course. His routine was simple, and he'd grown accustomed to the little disruptions, observing each passing day with a blend of indifference and mild curiosity. Little did he know, the arrival of these particular humans might just alter the monotony of his days in the cat home. Fear gripped El Gordo as he caught sight of the small cage.
"I'm not going in there," he resolved, digging his claws into the human's arms and, upon being dropped, darted to the sanctuary of his bed.
He thought his hidden position, along with his trusty teeth and claws, would dissuade any attempts to extract him from his refuge. But then, darkness enveloped him as the door to his box snapped shut and the familiar voices gradually faded away.
"My food,"
he despaired silently. Was this his punishment for scratching the human? It seemed terribly unfair. But resigned to his fate, El Gordo decided to sleep until they released him. A peculiar rumbling stirred him from his slumber. Groggily, he tried to make sense of the sound emanating from behind his box, a noise previously unheard. After a distinct click and a pause with a still silence, the back of his box slid away. Glimpsing daylight and sensing an opportunity, he leapt forward, only to hear a metallic clink behind him. It dawned on him. He'd fallen into their trap, now encased within the small cage. Panic seized him as he wondered,
"Am I to spend the rest of my days in here? Where will they put my litter tray? Using it will be quite the ordeal."
To his astonishment, he began to move, observing through the gaps of his enclosure that he was being carried by a human. They passed through several doors, descended some steps, and traversed a large black floor adorned with white stripes. A clunk signaled his placement upon a nearly flat surface. Although the smell was more pleasant than his cage, and the environment notably quieter, no, scratch that. It was quieter until a roaring, grinding sound followed. Then came a rhythmic ticking that invaded his tranquility. What bewildered him more was the sudden perception of motion, as glimpses of the sky through a window slid by in a mesmerizing dance. The human's careless handling caused him to be jostled in one direction and then another, interspersed with abrupt stops, bouncing him unpleasantly around his compact prison.
"Take me home,"
El Gordo lamented internally, pledging to himself that he would forego any further complaints about his former residence. The noise, the food, even the hard bed. After being thrust against the end of the cage for the third time, everything halted. Silence pervaded. El Gordo's heart fluttered anxiously in his chest.
"What now?"
he thought, gazing through the slats of the small cage, an amalgamation of curiosity and trepidation swirling within him as he awaited the unfolding of the next indignant act of this clumsy human.